The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 271, Drift Away.
It looks like the alien ship has increased its speed.
Have they changed direction?
Negative. They're still on course for Baldibar.
This still bothers me. Why would they head straight for the planet we were taking them to? It seems like they should be heading in the opposite direction.
I share your concern, Captain Neat. We need to be on the lookout for a possible ambush. Perhaps they're trying to lure us in.
We have to keep in mind that General Hanukkah is considered a brilliant strategist. So I agree with you, Jaffra. This could be a trap.
My question is, who picked them up? The whole time we've been in pursuit of Hanuk, and no one has shown support for Rage.
The closest thing to support was the bar owner.
My impression was he helped me because of his dislike for the RDF, rather than his support for Rage.
Whatever the reason, like Jaffra said, we need to be very vigilant.
Do we have a positive rate of closure yet?
Affirmative. We have a significant positive closure rate. I calculate that we will intercept in less than 25 standard minutes.
Tam, how's the ship responding?
All systems nominal. We are holding at 85% power.
Maintain present course and speed. Report any deviation from the alien ship. Georgia, hail the Prometheus for open channel chat.
Yes, Captain. Prometheus on Monitor 1.
This is the Prometheus. We have a good picture.
We're in pursuit of the alien ship. We have a strong transponder signal. Do you have the same?
That's affirmative. It appears they're making a run for either Baldibar or the Baldibar portal.
Now we concur. We expect to intercept in about 25 standard minutes. We need you to join up and provide cover for us in case this is a trap.
We are prepared to do that.
Have you made any attempt to contact the ship?
We think that their radios are off. The transponder is on, though.
Well, they have no choice but to leave it on. If it's off, that gives any IDF vessel the grounds to board them.
Still, you think they'd run in the blind and take their chances. Is there anything close by?
Stand by. Georgia, what's the nearest habitable system given our current direction?
There is a lunar system that is life-sustainable at relative bearing 095. It requires a portal crossing at P51.
When would they need to deviate to intercept that course?
Within the next 5 standard minutes.
Prometheus, did you copy that?
Yes, we did. We will be prepared to provide cover for you should they change course.
We're at 80% power. Would you like us to increase speed?
Would you feel comfortable taking the Prometheus to 90% power?
Yes. All systems are in the green. Been very smooth sailing.
What do you think, Simon?
We will increase to 90%. But any sign of trouble, we will reduce to 70.
Agreed.
Prometheus increasing power to 90%.
We estimate at our current speed that we will join you in less than 1 standard hour.
Jaffra, is Lister or Ursula showing any change in their attitude?
In what way?
Prior to departure, they were boasting and showing excessive confidence in being rescued. Now that Hanukkah's on the run, have they changed their behavior any?
I can tell you that I checked on them right after deorbiting burn, and they were still confident that Hanukkah would rescue them.
I think it's important for them to know that Hanukkah is fleeing in the direction of Baldibar. I think their initial plan was for them to set a trap and ambush the Mercury.
You think they still believe that even though Hanukkah is headed for Baldibar?
Does Georgia have any information on what kind of ship we're chasing?
Georgia, do you have any info from the telemetry on the ship we're pursuing?
Based on its speed and information from traffic control, it is a Class 2 frigate.
What information did the traffic controller have?
The ship was observed on radar as it left Titan airspace without proper clearance.
I think I might have a pretty good idea who we're dealing with. We ran into a frigate in the shuttle. We managed to avoid a firefight, but I'm willing to bet this is the ship that picked up Hanukkah.
Didn't you tell us this was a pirate ship?
Yeah, it was pretty clear that if we hadn't been IDF, he would have boarded us. I'm willing to bet that Hanukkah promised him something in return. This guy didn't strike me as someone who did favors.
Have you been able to get a radar reading on the ship?
No, for some reason we just have the transponder signal, but no radar return.
Well, then I'm sure that's him. As a pirate frigate, he depends upon stealth to attack merchant ships.
Well, he can run from us, but he can't hide forever.
Nelson and I had spent the whole day sifting through every bit of debris from the bombing site. We were able to determine from a circuit board fragment that a remote device was used to start the timer on the second bomb. Along with that, we had pieced together a good portion of the DC map and determined that every bridge we found had a red X on it. The owners of the dry cleaners were flying in that morning. We're hoping to get some answers. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kate.
Hey, morning. Well, I hate to tell you this, but there's nothing left in the box but fine ash.
That's actually good news. I don't think I could look at another single piece of burnt map.
I got everything we found stitched together.
It's about 3/4 of the entire DC map.
Yeah, and there's nothing on it except a few red X's on bridges. I feel like I pretty much wasted all those hours piecing this back together.
Maybe not.
What do you mean?
What do you do when you finish a puzzle?
You admire it for a few minutes, then totally destroy it by taking it apart and putting it back in the box.
Unless you do what I did and laminate it.
What? So you can hang it up and admire it? No thanks. I don't really like the look of a frame puzzle.
Yeah, but there's something you can do with it that you normally can't do.
I don't follow.
We were so intent on piecing this mess together that we didn't even think of looking at the back.
You're right. That didn't even occur to me.
Me neither. Until it was all assembled and I laminated the front. Once it dried, I turned it over on a piece of glass, and that's when I saw it.
Well, turn it over and let me see.
Take that in, Detective Hernandez, and let's flip it over. This way.
Well, I'll be. There's writing on the back. All this time we've been looking for markings in the margins, and it was on the back the whole time.
What's interesting is I never saw any writing when you were peeling the pieces apart.
I was so focused on not tearing anything that I didn't notice either. So what do we have?
Some of it doesn't quite make sense. We're thinking it might be some sort of code. The rest looks pretty straightforward.
Yeah, this is a date followed by P1.
I was thinking part one.
My first thought was phase one. If this is indeed phase one or part one, the bridge just might be the target.
We're thinking the same thing. There's some kind of plan in the works. And the first part of this plan is to take out these bridges.
Then we're going to need to figure out what the rest of these scribbles mean. If this is indeed a date, it must be the date the plan starts.
Which means we only have a few days to figure this out.
This word looks like it might be Slavic, even Russian.
I could type it into the translator, but I don't have some of these symbols.
I'm taking a photo and sending it to Barnes.
Why Barnes? Does he speak Russian?
Jim likes to collect editing software. I think he has one that can take a picture of writing and convert it to actual editable text. He once sent a newspaper article and changed the wording to say we were being invaded by Martians. Anyway, maybe he can do something with this.
Well, one word shouldn't give him any problems. It's a name, Ralph.
Any idea what these other markings mean?
A series of numbers with commas.
I believe in Europe they use commas, where we use periods.
Bond.
Hey, Jim. I take it you got my text?
Yes, and I take it Hernandez is there, hence the software story.
Yes, did you have any luck?
It says Operatia Ralph. Thanks to my built-in translator, I can tell you what you're looking at is Operation Route. I also see an IP address. Now, if you go to iplocation.com, it'll give you more information.
Thanks. That's a big help. Kind of ironic, isn't it?
You mean the part about being Russian and I was tailing a Russian? Yeah.
Hopefully we'll both have good luck. Thanks for the IP tip.
All right. Not a problem.
Jim said it is Russian. And it translates to Operation Ralph. The numbers represent an IP address, which we could look up.
Okay, who is this Ralph?
What's his operation?
And where is his IP address? Okay, let's see.
And?
This IP address belongs to the Pentagon. I'm afraid I may have to get my people in on this. But to tell you the truth, I want to keep the bombing incident out of it. I want the SIS to take lead on that.
That sounds nice, but how are you going to keep them out of it?
Leave it to me. That bomb was meant for me and Nelson here. It's personal.
I don't know how you 310 people put up with this.
Put up with what?
It took over 40 minutes to go through that checkpoint.
What, the TSA?
Yeah, the TSA. Take shoes away. I mean, what's that all about?
Ah, you know, some knucklehead terrorist attempted to detonate a bomb he hid in a shoe back in December of 2001.
Oh, that was after those bombings in New York and D.C.
Yeah, and a thwarted one that ended up in a field in Pennsylvania.
Okay, maybe that I can understand. But the lady in front of us had to throw out her small bottle of water. What was she going to do? Try to drown the pilot with it?
We're limited to 3.4 ounces of liquid, which is a typical travel size for a product. A TSA administrator says that you can only have enough of them to fit a quart-sized plastic bag. He called it a critical diameter to blow something up.
Then why not have the woman take a swig from the water bottle? And if she didn't blow up, let her take it on board.
Well, we lost 4 commercial airliners that day and thousands of people, so...
So as your people say, they closed the barn door after the horse escaped.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. But remember, this was unprecedented in our history. We were attacked on our own soil.
On Hanga, we can board an aircraft with a loaded machine gun or a rocket launcher. We don't have any problems.
Wow. How do they manage to avoid trouble?
Number one, we are all of like mind, trained from birth to fight for others. And second, if someone tried something, there's a whole plane full of armed passengers to stop them.
So you're saying everyone getting on a plane should be armed?
Bet you wouldn't have a hijacking with only a couple of box cutters.
Could you imagine a shootout at 30,000 feet?
You got a point there. So it looks like our man has another newspaper.
Yeah, but this time I think he's actually reading it.
I hope no one comes and sits next to him and takes his paper.
Well, no one but ticketed passengers are allowed in this area, so if he did, he'd be getting on the plane with McMillan.
So what's in Fort Sheridan that he could be involved with?
That's just it. Nothing.
Nothing?
Ah, the DOD started shutting facilities down and combining others. Sheridan was one of the first to be closed back in 93. It had been an army post for over 100 years.
So what is it used for today?
It's now the town of Fort Sheridan. Resort homes, bike trails, preserved woodlands.
But a fort in name only. So why would he be going there as a contractor representative? It doesn't make sense.
The only thing I can figure out, he's meeting someone there from the Navy RTC.
Wait a minute. First we follow him to Navy ERP, now maybe Navy RTC... What's next, Navy LOL?
No. It's interesting, both places are Navy, but the RTC is the enlisted version of the Naval Academy. It's the Recruit Training Command. It's only about 17 miles north of Sheridan. But there are other facilities around there. My guess is he's meeting someone at Sheridan beyond neutral ground.
But for what?
Well, if it's a legit trip, probably to discuss a military contract for his client. With the representative of the agency they're soliciting. They might be meeting at Sheridan to be away from prying eyes.
Or
he's doing something nefarious.
You like that word, don't you?
Unfortunately, I have to use it a lot in my line of work.
Flight 2750, non-stop, to Chicago O'Hare. Now boarding from gate C7. Please have your ticket ready. Now boarding, gate C7, to Chicago O'Hare.
All right, here we go. Sam, one thing first.
What's that?
You can put your shoes back on.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Detective Samuels. I understand you have someone we can talk to.
Yeah, we made some calls yesterday and found one of the guys that went on the fishing trip with John. His name is Jim Blazy. I have the same room set aside for you.
Sounds good. We appreciate your cooperation.
No problem. always glad to help a fellow serviceman.
You served?
1st of the 16th Infantry Division.
All right. Big Red One. If you're gonna be one...
But you're Big Red One. Here you go. If you need me, you know where to find me.
Thank you, Detective. Mr. Bleazy, Pappy Thornton. This is my partner, Scarlet Jernigan.
Oh, please, call me Jim, you know. I don't know if I can add anything to what's already been police reports.
I know it's been a while, but everything is new to us.
You may know something that seems insignificant to you, but not to us.
Where's the Army looking for Jonathan, eh?
We have reason to believe Jonathan Winslow went on to be a Major Meredith, who is now missing, presumed AWOL.
How about that? If that's the same guy, he's gone missing twice.
We were able to find a DNA match in Kingston, Ontario.
Well, if I remember correctly, Jonathan comes from there. You think he's a missing guy?
We do. And if we're right, it means Jonathan Winslow didn't die. He just changed his identity and moved somewhere else to start over.
Now, as we understand it, you and a couple of others went on a fishing trip before you started college.
Yeah, we met at orientation for the local community college, eh? We decided to spend Saturday fishing on the lake before starting classes on Monday.
And you didn't know him before this?
No. Three of us were friends, but we were talking about fishing, and Jonathan joined in the conversation. We all decided to go to Kershaw Park and launch a small boat and do some fishing.
I looked at a map of the lake, and it's heavily developed. In spite of its size, there's hardly any public shoreline.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why we decided to fish from the boat. There's a small boat launch in the east end of Kershaw Park. We went fishing for a couple of hours and decided to get something to eat, so we pulled into the Birdcage.
Is that a restaurant?
Yeah, that's right. Right across the outlet east of the park. Jonathan said he wasn't hungry and we wanted to explore Lagoon Park.
Now that's just north of the park, right?
Yeah, it's right there between Lakeshore Drive and Eastern Boulevard or Highway 5. Anyway, we thought it was odd, but I told him to be back in an hour so we could load the boat onto the trailer.
And that was the last time you saw him?
Yeah, you know, after 2 hours we called the cops. They found our boat on the other side of Goodwin Island in the park. I guess you know the rest from there.
Did you notice anything about him that struck you as odd?
No, nothing at all. He's excited about starting the semester, so, you know, we thought, you know, he drowned.
Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate your help. If you think of anything else, to take my card here and give me a call.
Okay. Yeah, I sure will. Nice talking to you.
I was hoping we'd get more.
I think to get anywhere, we'll need to find this uncle Pierman told us about.
We're going to need a break in this case, and soon.
Kate, come in. I asked Barbara to join us.
Hey, Kate. This must be important to come in for a face-to-face.
It is. I'm not sure what to do with the recent developments in my bombing case. To be honest, I was hesitant to share this with Homeland, so consider this an IDF meeting.
It must be pretty serious, then.
I've been sifting through the remains of the office from the bombing. Nelson and I were able to piece together a map.
Really? What kind of map?
A map of Washington, D.C.
Is it a road map or a tourist map, highlighting monuments and museums, or transit routes?
It's an old-fashioned road map, like you used to get at gas stations.
Does anyone even use those anymore?
Other than being outdated, what's so unusual about the map?
Two things. First, there are several key bridges marked with a red X. Nothing else is marked.
That is unusual. Any idea what it means?
Our conclusion was that they could be targets, but not necessarily the main target. Sure, it would disrupt everything, but why? Is it a diversion for something bigger?
I see what you're saying. We're pretty certain this bombing was done by rage. Blowing up a few bridges isn't their style. Blowing up internet hubs would be more like it.
You said that there were two things.
After piecing the map together, we looked on the back and found some writing.
Could you make out what it said?
No. So I took a picture of it and I sent it to Jim. He said it was Russian. Something like Operatsiya Ralph or Operation Ralph.
Operation Ralph?
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Funny?
Yeah, what's funny about Operation Ralph?
Director, you said that rage would blow up the internet. Wreck it, Ralph. Ralph destroys the internet.
You're right. Why didn't I see that? Why didn't Nelson or Hernandez see that? That's what it has to be.
Makes sense. But again, not everything rage does makes a lot of sense.
That's true. But wrecking the internet is going to the top of my list.
I'm still going to have the bridges inspected daily. I'll contact our people in the Pentagon to be on the lookout for hackers.
I suppose because the IP address was the Pentagon's, that would be a good place to start.
In the past, they've gone after 9/11 systems and internet hubs. I don't recall any attack on an individual organization.
There's always a first time. Stay on this, Kate. I'll update you if we get anything new.
I appreciate that, Director. I want the bombing investigation to remain in-house. But I understand that if this does turn out to be a planned attack on our government, I'll have to turn it over to you.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
What is our closure rate on the Mercury?
I'm anticipating that we'll intercept her before the next sleep cycle. Perhaps in 5 standard hours?
That will give us ample time to catch up with Annika.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
What's bothering you about this?
A couple of things.
Really? What?
Why are they heading for Boldabar at full speed? There's nothing there but trouble for Hanukkah. The Boldabar portal doesn't really lead to anywhere safe to hide. It's all controlled by the IDF on that side.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Look, if it were me, I'd be hauling it in the opposite direction. I certainly wouldn't be headed right into the place where I'm to be flaming incarcerated.
You said there were a couple of things that bothered you.
If this is the captain we encountered earlier in the shuttle, I don't think there's any way he would be heading for Boldabar.
Why do you say that?
Because we all got the impression he was a pirate. He's probably wanted by the IDF.
And if he's wanted, why would he take Hanukkah right into the bee's nest?
In spite of all these reservations, we are still tracking them, and they are still headed for Boldabar.
I think we need to consider something else here.
And what would that be?
Hanukkah and Lister both kept insinuating that we would be ambushed and they would be set free. I think we need to be ready to assist the Mercury if that happens.
But again, why head to Boldabar? It seems an ambush would be easier around Latumus, for instance. At least there we know there are still some rage forces operating. The IDF controls the Boldabar corridor.
I'm in total agreement with you, Gabby. In all of my dealings with Rage, they always take advantage of overwhelming numbers. They're the ones being overwhelmed if they go to Boldabar. If they head to old Rage-controlled areas, we could be the ones overwhelmed.
Jaffra to Prometheus. For tactical security, switch to TACCOM 1.
This is the Prometheus on TACCOM 1.
Georgia has identified the ship we are following. It's not the frigate. We are following its shuttle.
Will the team realize it's Joe Mack in the shuttle, or will they think it's Hanukkah? Will Kate and Nelson figure out the Operation Ralph? And will Barnes and Sam discover anything in Chicago? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Divide and Conquer.